the Matt Lauer scandal, shocking new allegations. Nearly 2 years after the Today anchor was fired for sexual misconduct, his once anonymous accuser goes public. Since Matt Lauer was fired from NBC in 2017 amid shocking sexual misconduct allegations, the disgraced Today star, who is 61, had all but disappeared from the public eye, living a quiet life in the Hamptons, New York City's wealthy beachy outpost. But now explosive new details about the iconic morning show host have emerged, and Lauer, once one of the highest paid employees of the network, is again under fire. In the new book, Catch and Kill, Lies, Spies, and a Conspiracy to Protect Predators, journalist Ronan Farrow interviewed former NBC News employee Brooke Nevels, who's 35, who filed the sexual misconduct complaint against Lauer that led to his termination. At the time, she remained anonymous, and the details of her accusations weren't made public. Now, however, she's telling her story in its entirety. In Farrow's book, Nevels alleges that Lauer anally raped her in his hotel room during the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, Russia. She was working for former Today co-anchor Meredith Vieira, who'd returned to do Olympics coverage when they ran into Lauer at the hotel bar one night. Nevels, who says she had 6 shots of vodka, said by the end of the evening she was in Lauer's hotel room at his invitation. It was then that Nevels alleges he kissed her, then pushed her onto the bed, turned her over, and asked her if she liked anal sex. Farrell writes that Nevels declined several times, replying at one point, "No, that's not my thing," but Lauer allegedly did it anyway. Farrow notes that Nevels said, "The encounter was excruciatingly painful. It hurt so bad, I remember thinking, is this normal? She told me she stopped saying no, but wept silently into a pillow." Nevels, who says she bled for days afterwards, explained to Farrow in the book, "It was non-consensual in the sense that I was too drunk to consent. It was non-consensual in that I said multiple times I didn't want to do it," Nevels admits. They went on to have more sexual encounters after returning to New York City, but adds, "It was completely transactional. It was not a relationship." In response, Lauer, whose divorce from wife of nearly 21 years, Annette Roque, was finalized in September, see the couple share 3 children, ages 18, 16, and 12, wrote a letter in which he called the rape allegation outrageous and salacious. Lauer says the affair was consensual, adding that any accusation of assault is categorically false, ignores the facts, and defies common sense. A source close to Lauer says the ousted host feels like he's been treated unfairly. Matt believes he's innocent of his charge and feels angry over the accusation. He said he did have a very casual consensual relationship with Nevels, but no violence of any kind, and he intends to defend himself.